As Ukrainian Christians gathered for worship this Easter Sunday, Russia's defense ministry said it used high-precision long-range air-based missiles and drones to attack Ukraine. In a statement, the defense ministry said that due to the strikes, the operations of Ukrainian defense industry enterprises involved in manufacturing and repairing weapons, equipment, and ammunition have been disrupted. It stressed that all the strike's goals had been achieved as the assigned objects were hit. Earlier on Sunday, Ukraine's Air Force said Russia launched 16 missiles and 11 drones in an overnight airstrike. The Air Force said it had managed to down 9 of the drones and 9 of the rockets. Thousands in Ukraine's Odessa region were temporarily left without power after debris from a downed Russian drone caused a blaze at an energy facility. Authorities said as many as 170,000 homes were left with temporary power outages due to the attack. However, Ukraine fought back. Russian authorities said Kiev launched 10 checkmate Vampire rockets at a Russian border region of Belgorod, injuring at least one woman. The attacks came as Ukraine entered Easter while reflecting on aspects of a war that has killed and injured hundreds of thousands of people since Russia invaded the country in February 2022. On Sunday, it began marking the second anniversary of the liberation of Bucha, which became known for its massacre. Russia occupied the city only some 25 kilometers or 16 miles from Kiev at the start of its full-scale invasion. Human rights investigators and prosecutors say Russia killed hundreds of civilians and left them in mass graves, which were uncovered after Ukraine retook the area in March 2022. It also came amid concerns that Ukraine is losing the battle without more Western support. In recent days, this Ukrainian tank unit has been firing artillery at Russian infantry positions in the Bakhmut direction as Russian forces attempted to advance in the area. As that happened, the Ukrainian military commander of the unit complained of dwindling ammunition supplies, a common problem across the 1,000 kilometer or 620 miles front line. It's a complicated situation at the front line. We are lacking ammunition. It would be much easier for the infantry if we had them, says Commander Igor, who only gives his first name. There have been calls for peace talks, but Moscow and Kiev have failed so far to agree on how to end this war. That's why men, including those whose lives have just begun, continue to battle, with front lines increasingly resembling the blood-stained trenches of World War I. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.